Well, good afternoon on midweek. We're on a Wednesday, folks. It's been rainy. It's been raining all day. All the snow is gone. I do have some other videos I'm going to share and upload later on this week of all the beautiful snow. Right now, it's beautiful rain. But hey, that's okay because it washes the nasty salt that has been placed on the ground and on our vehicles. So it's been a good day. We know it's a good day for it. It's a good day to cook. That's why. Okay, thank you, first of all, for everyone that has emailed me with their homemade soup recipes. I appreciate it. And I return the favor back. Enjoy the new creations. Let's go vegan. Let's go healthy. You know, let's try to do sugar-free this year. Let's try to take care of, number one, you. Let's make it different. Let's make it the healthiest year possible, okay? All right, so here we go. This is my latest dessert creation by Little Ol' Me. And of course, I did not write the recipe down. And you know, I know all of you have been getting on me about it, writing it down, and I need to start writing this down. But for now, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to do the audio. We're going to follow up the video. That way you can pause it, freeze frame, figure out what you need. Maybe, you know, and you know, this is a new creation. So maybe I overstepped and forgot something. First apology if I do, but here we go. It is per request. Can you bake and create a healthiest possible cheesecake? Bake less. Least amount of time possible. So here we go. This is my creation. I figured it out and I thought to myself, you know, a little bit of wine, and it does have alcohol. So if you're going to share this with those underage in your household, just a heads up, this does have a little bit of alcohol, not a whole lot, but it does have alcohol in it. And let's figure out, let's think of spring. Let's think of warmer weather. Let's do a berry wine cheesecake, bakeless. Now this took me about 20 minutes because this is trial and error as I'm going along. So I'm creating my own recipe. And it may take you a little bit more time. It may take you less. Is take your time. Now you're going to only have, you're going to need these utensils. You're going to need a clear bake dish, medium size, or a nonstick bakeware pan, medium size. You're going to need your hand mixer. You're going to need a blender. You're going to need a large mixing spoon. And of course, you're going to need your measuring cup. That's all you're going to need, folks. We're not baking this. This is going to be bakeless. Okay, now the ingredients. Now, I created this as I was going along. I was in the store. I thought, okay, I need this. This would sound good. So this is going to be a little bit different, but it kind of soothes. If you think of a really hot day, even in the summer or just spring, and you think of like pretty colors and the, you know, different flavors of spring and summer with the different fruits, this is going to be amazing cheesecake. And if you are diabetic and you're, or maybe you're just like, you know, myself, there's other means that you have to start cutting the sugar out of your life, medical reasons, or maybe you just want to for health reasons, because sugar is evil. I know it's a happy evil for everyone, but it's still evil. So this is the ingredients. And like I said, I'm going to post a picture. You can look back, you know, forgive me if maybe I'm saying things wrong, but here we go. Instead of your graham cracker crust, we're going to get a box of Angel Crunch. And I believe it is, you know, and here I go again, you know, forgive me because I want to make sure I have this right. Triple Chocolate Angel Crunch cereal. And it's an oatmeal. It's very healthy. And if you cannot find Angel Crunch Triple Chocolate, because this is what I use for the pie crust, go ahead in the oatmeal cereal aisle, go in and find a healthy alternative, because we're going to substitute that. We're going to go healthy, okay? And you're going to figure out this as we go along. This is what you're going to use in the blender and you're going to mix for your pie crust. We're also going to need a light butter. If you've got country crock, if you maybe got an Amish butter, or, you know, you've got a vegan organic butter. We're only going to be using 2 tablespoons of butter, so you're going to need your butter. 1 block of Philadelphia low-fat or reduced-fat cream cheese. Now, for some reason, I could not find the fat-free. I don't know if Philadelphia Cream Cheese Company brand decided to stop carrying the fat-free. They used to carry it last time I used cream cheese to bake, but this time they did not. I found reduced-fat, which is just as good. Let's not go for the full normal, let's go for reduced fat. Also, we're gonna substitute our granulated sugar. That's right, we're substituting. I have worked with stevia in the raw baking sugar substitute. It is amazing. And it's a little bit more expensive. Okay, maybe 4 times as expensive as granulated sugar, but it's 10 times healthier for you. And it's a sugar alternative. The sugar in the raw, stevia, buy the largest size, it's a better value. And you never know, because you're gonna be doing a lot of baking this year, you're gonna use it later on for a different recipe. So why not pay the extra money? It's gonna go a long way. When you look at this stevia sugar, now most people are gonna think, when, and I did the first time I bought stevia sugar, raw baking sugar, you're gonna think it's gonna weigh like 6 pounds or something. When you look at this large bag, it is feather light. So feather light. You do not need a whole lot, and the whole bag, a little goes a long way. So you're going to be using the stevia and the raw baking sugar. Okay. We're going to use a berry medley. Now, if you could find organic in the frozen area or fresh in your produce area or grocer, we're just going to use a small bag of mixed berry medley. And that could contain raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, strawberries. And usually that would be a berry medley, what it would consist of. I also added a small container of fresh organic raspberries. And this will blend in with your cheesecake batter. Okay, we got it so far? Are we good? Okay, I'm trying to think here. Now what we're going to do on blackberry, you're going to just use a third cup of wine. So I have in our area, we are from Indiana, and my favorite wine always to use for baking the table wine is French Lick brand. If you can find French Lick brand, it would be wonderful. It is blackberry, okay, and you'll see the picture there. If you cannot find French Lick, if you cannot find a blackberry, if you could find another berry table, make sure it's a table wine, okay, you'll just need one, and maybe you'll share a glass with your husband, your better spouse, your wife, maybe later down the week, you know, this weekend. So what you don't use, you can always use again. And the only other thing I was going to say is make sure we're going to get two tubs of Cool Whip, small container. Make sure it's sugar-free. Cool Whip brand has brought back sugar-free, and they're carrying it in more a higher stock and at more grocery retailers. So if we can, remember, we're going to substitute sugar, make it sugar-free. Let's go two tubs of sugar-free Cool Whip. And last but not least, Hershey Kitchens. It's going to be where your chocolate chips and your baking oil is. And they are salted caramel baking chips. And you're just going to get the smallest bag possible. Because what we're going to do is we're going to mix that into our homemade graham cracker crust batter. Actually, homemade oatmeal batter. Okay, now, as you see the picture, I thought I was going to use a Bundt pan. Do not be high technical. I try to be technical. I try to be, you know, going to make a new creation. I'm going to go all out. Do not make a cheesecake, bakeless cheesecake, in a Bundt pan, because I'm telling you right now, I tried everything under the sun to get that cheesecake out, flip it over, would not come out of that pan. So if you do have a Bundt cake pan and you want to try that, please send me your pictures. I'm going to put the email here. Let me know how you got that cheesecake out, because for life of me, I Googled online as well. I could not get the cheesecake out. I soaked the bottom part in warm water. I turned upside down. I used the knife, back of the knife technique to try to tap it. It did not work. It did not work. I tried to pry it out. It didn't work. So instead, it's just, hey, a spoon and a fork, and the cheesecake came out that way. Please use a glass baking sheet pan. If you could use a medium size, would be the best, because we're going to do a medium. If you use a larger size, obviously your cheesecake is not going to be as thick. I mean, you could still use a clear baking pan, non-stick medium baking pan if you have one as well. All right, now here we go. Now we're going to start off, and like I said, this is a new creation, so you're going to have some, you know, kinks in along the way, but the end result of this cheesecake, think of spring, think of a hot summer day. Think of like the fruity flavors, you know, in a cheesecake that's light and it's whipped and it's airy, and you literally could sit and eat the whole container, because that's what this cheesecake's going to do. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be absolutely amazing. So here we go. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to get our clear container or a mixing bowl or whatever bowl you want to use. Some of you use Tupperware. That's fine too. That'll work. Okay, you're also going to remember, you're going to need your hand mixer. So what we're going to do is get the hand mixer over the side. Right now, we're going to grab that blender because we're going to blend our graham cracker crust. We are making the graham cracker crust from scratch. So if you find the Angel Crunch, triple chocolate, the small box of granola, you're going to use that whole box. And you'll see what I mean. A whole box will be substantial enough to make your bottom crust. So you're going to pour that into your blender, and you're going to do this on a low and consistency till it's basically very fine crumbs, okay? What we're going to do is go ahead and pour that into your baking dish. And then this is where we're going to add a third cup of our salted caramel baking chips. And this just gives it a little bit of a different flavor, as a little flavor, a little crunch to it. And you'll see what I mean when you're tasting this. It kind of just, it just awakens, and it, you know, all your palates, you know, every little taste you could think of a spring, really light, airy spring, summer dessert. And what you're gonna do is you're gonna pour that around your crumbs, whether it's Angel Crunch, or like I said, if you find another oatmeal. Make sure it's the same ounce. And you're going to go ahead and put that container, the blender of your homemade graham crackers. You're going to pour your chips on. And then you're going to put 2 tablespoons of white, organic, vegan, Amish butter, whatnot. You're only using 2 tablespoons. If you don't have any of that regular butter, that's fine too. I'll put that in a measuring cup. You're going to put it in the microwave for 20 seconds. Now what you're going to do is you're going to pour that on top of your homemade pie crust. Okay. And you're going to go ahead and mix it by hand because it's going to be a lot easier this way. And then you're just going to kind of gently just press it down. And this is going to be your homemade cheesecake crust. I said pie, cheesecake crust. Okay. Now next step, we're going to get our mixing bowl. We're going to start with our ingredients. So what we're going to do is we're going to use 1/3 cup of stevia sugar in the raw. Okay. Next, we're going to add our Philadelphia low fat, reduced fat, fat free would be preferably. That would be the best bet. If you cannot find that, like I said, low fat, reduced fat, they do carry that, I know, at the retailers, most grocery retailers. Okay, we'll let that sit at room temperature first so it softens a little bit. You're going to add that in with your sugar, okay? And then we're going to take that Cool Whip, and we're going to add only 1/2 container because you'll notice it's going to take a little bit to get the mixing going with your mixing bowl, okay? And you're going to mix this, and you're going to make sure when you use your blender, you're going to make sure you get it to a nice creamy consistency. Okay, then you're going to add the other 1/2 of your Cool Whip. You're going to continue with your hand mixer and you're going to blend this until it's a nice creamy smooth consistency. Now we're going to add that 2nd tub of sugar-free Cool Whip. Okay, and we're going to mix it on low until it's really light, it's really fluffy. Okay, and it's very well mixed and you'll see in the video. Okay, now we're not going to add the berry medley or the raspberries, we're going to fold that in. We're not going to blend it in because if you do that, then it's not going to taste right. So what we're going to do now, last but not least. Now, some people don't want to use table wine and that's fine. Some people are strict. They don't. And you know, we've cut alcohol out of our life in a while now. This is table wine, 1/3, okay. Some people say I'm a hypocrite. I'm putting it in my baking thing, but come on now. It's a recipe for crying out loud. It's a berry wine. If you don't have the wine, then how could it be berry wine, right? But you're going to add 1/3 cup. So you're going to add that in to your mix using a hand spoon, not a mixing, not a blender. Okay, we don't want to do that because the wine's going to go everywhere. We want to make sure to take our time and gently blend this in. And you'll see it's like a really, really light. It'll turn the cheesecake batter very, very, very light tint, okay, of a pinkish color. And you're going to mix that wine in very gently, okay? Now, this is where we're going to add. We're going to add 1/2 of our package of the raspberries, and then we're going to add 1/4 to 1/3 cup of the berry medley. Now, some people, you can use 1/2 cup. Oh, we went a little bit under 1/2, and that's fine. Just depends on how much berry flavor, how much fruit you want in your cheesecake, berry wine cheesecake recipe. So you're going to go ahead and fold that. Okay, now you're going to gently use a hand spoon and you're going to spoon out your cheesecake batter and you're going to place that either in your, like I said, if you want to go technical, please email me, let me know how you're able to maneuver that cheesecake out because I could not. You can use a bundt cake pan, but if you're using your nonstick or your glass bake pan, go ahead and spoon that in and you're just going to smooth that over, okay, on top of your homemade cheesecake crust. Okay, that's it. It's that simple. That simple. Okay. Now, I went ahead and I put it in the freezer. And you're going to put this in the freezer for 40 minutes. Okay. This is going to allow the cheesecake to settle and firm. And obviously, it's going to freeze. And that's fine. Okay. And then you're going to check it. Okay. After 40 minutes. And then you're going to leave it in the freezer for an additional hour. And it's going to settle the cheesecake. It may even freeze. Most likely it's going to freeze. But when you go to thaw it out, make sure you do not do it at room temperature. Make sure when you're thawing out this cheesecake that you do it and you thaw it. Next, you're going to place it in your refrigerator. And it's going to take a few hours. Now, normal cheesecakes, sometimes they do take 3 hours, okay? You're going to settle the cheesecake and bake it, and you're going to put it in the freezer or the refrigerator. So this is going to take 3 hours, and that's fine. This is not the cheesecake. If you're craving it and you want to have that cheesecake right then and there and now, it's a quick cheesecake, bakeless, berry wine cheesecake to make, but it does take some time for it to set up the cheesecake mixture, the batter, okay? But it's going to be so worth it. Please make sure, after you're done spooning your batter into your pan, get yourself a spoon. Use the same spoon when you're done. Taste that batter. Do not tell me it does not taste amazing. And just think about it. You cut out your granulated sugar, right? You're reduced fat, low fat, block of cream cheese, okay? You're using sugar-free Cool Whip, for crying out loud, 2 tubs. Look at all the sugar you're saving. And of course, you know, you have sugar and fruit, but it's natural sugar, completely different, right? It's a good evil, not a bad evil. The taste is amazing. All I have to say is 2 days, actually less than 2 days,